This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. As West Virginia continues to fight the state's substance abuse epidemic, one law enforcement official in southern West Virginia is celebrating some success. U.S. Prosecuting Attorney Booth Goodwin brought together first responders, state officials, and substance abuse treatment specialists to highlight the things he says are going right in the district. Ashton Mara has more.
U.S. Attorney Booth Goodwin says that since his first day on the job, combating substance abuse from the courtroom has been one of his top priorities. But now, the way he and his colleagues look at substance abuse is starting to shift.
You're not going to see any change in our efforts regarding enforcement. We're still going to remain as tough as we have been. But just tackling the supply side of this issue, it's not going to be enough.
Over the past year, Goodwin has worked with local law enforcement officials, first responders, and substance abuse treatment specialists to expand access to programs that also help fight the demand side, or the number of people actually using drugs. In Kanawha County, sheriff's deputies now have access to naloxone, a drug that reverses the effects of an opioid overdose. Opioids are drugs like heroin or prescription painkillers. This week, the Charleston City Council approved an ordinance removing criminal penalties for carrying needles and syringes, a move that Webster says will pave the way for a needle exchange program in the city. Kanawha Charleston Health Department Executive Director Michael Bromage says his department will model its program after Cabell Huntington Health Department's needle exchange, which began this month. The program is the first of its kind in the state.
Just being able to bring somebody in and offering them a clean needle, and then at the same time exploring whether or not they would be willing to go into recovery. That's a service that we can offer too as part of this program.
But they can also offer access to basic healthcare services through the program. The hope is to reduce the risk of spreading diseases like hepatitis B and C and possibly HIV and AIDS. Bromage also wants to use the needle exchange program as a way to intervene in the lives of pregnant women who may be addicted to drugs. Kanawha County is hoping to get its needle exchange program off the ground by December. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:46. Some dense fog this morning, becoming mostly sunny today. Temperatures in the 70s and low 80s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the 40s and low 50s. Mostly sunny on Thursday. Temperatures remaining in the 70s and low 80s. Partly cloudy on Friday with a chance of rain in the south. Temperatures cooling off into the 60s and low 70s.
Support for our weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. West Virginia 511 is reporting a vehicle accident in Kanawha County on eastbound I-64 at mile marker 50 near Institute.
This week, a half dozen Catholic nuns arrived on a bus in Wheeling. The women are part of NETWORK, a national Catholic social justice lobby, which educates, organizes, and lobbies for economic and social transformation. The Catholic sisters have visited shelters, schools, food pantries, and citizens in Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, and finally, West Virginia, as they make their way to Washington, D.C. This tour, as Glennis Board reports, is in response to Pope Francis's call to transform politics and the economy.
This is the fourth national Nuns on the Bus tour, themed Bridge the Divides, Transform Politics. The 13-day, seven-state tour began in St. Louis, Missouri on September 10th and made its way to Washington, D.C. this week, where Pope Francis will be received by President Obama and Congress. On the bus ride into the state, Executive Director Sister Simone Campbell explained that she and her sisters were coming to talk about the Pope, but also out of curiosity and to gossip about West Virginia.
I have three virtues for the 21st century that I've been promoting. The first is holy curiosity, that we ask each other questions, that we raise issues, that I find out how you think about this and what are you aware of. And the second is sacred gossip. Once I've found what you discovered, then I have a responsibility to tell others. We have to spread the message. And the third is the virtue of doing one thing.
Sister Simone says it's easy to feel overwhelmed with all the issues that exist in the world today. And that feeling, she says, often leads to paralysis. Her thought is that individuals need only find and focus on one issue or task.
So if each of us does one thing, it all gets done because we're in community. So that's what I'm just trying to do, is do my thing. And right now it seems to be riding the bus, stirring people up.
The Nuns Charter Bus was wrapped in the Nuns on the Bus logo and several thousand signatures. It pulled into East Wheeling, where a small crowd was waiting.
You're ready to do it? Let's make a difference together. Thank you so much.
This was one of 33 events planned during the 2,000-mile trip. The nuns toured East Wheeling to learn about Grow Ohio Valley, an organization of community gardens, greenhouses, and an inner-city farm. Kate Marshall of Grow Ohio Valley helped organize and lead the tour.
Part of our outdoor growing learning center is going to be an heirloom preserve.
Wow.
After a bit of dinner at the Catholic Worker House in East Wheeling, the visit from the nuns on the bus culminated with a town hall meeting at Wheeling Jesuit University. The nuns then took to the final leg of their tour to Washington to help welcome Pope Francis. Back on the bus, Sister Simone said she's praying the Pope's visit will have an impact on legislators. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.